So here we have, do you have any plans on what you'd want to do after leaving the Air Force? Or is this your forever occupation?
So for me, I have a big pipe dream of having a private practice engineering firm. So just getting a lot of experience and paying back the Air Force, but also learning a lot about civil engineering so I can take that into my own kind of thing outside of the Air Force. But you never know. This could be my career for the next 20 years.
For me, I haven't decided yet. My commitment for the Air Force is going to be 10 years after I graduate pilot training, because they're putting so much money into me. And 10 years ago, I could have never told you I would have been here. 5 years ago, I could have never imagined that I would be on this podcast talking to you about being in the Air Force and being a graduate from the Air Force Academy. So I'm just kind of taking it as it goes. I'm seeing if I like it, if I enjoy flying. Maybe I don't like flying, but I still have to do it for 10 years. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but I'm just open to whatever may come across my plate.
And this is an interesting question, because so how long do you usually have to stay at the military camp? Now, maybe there's some clarification needed, but that's what I'm reading here, and it makes me wonder if maybe there's something else that can be explained, because you don't necessarily, you're at college, right? This isn't necessarily a military camp.
Sure. I'll try to explain this. So he or she is probably referring to a member of the military. And we do go through that at the Air Force Academy, but it's a 6 week long program that we do in the summer. After you graduate high school, and the first thing you do is come to the Air Force Academy, and you're part of that indoctrination, basic military training. They might be referring to is also the enlisted side, where you go to boot camp or military camp to become a member of the military, transform yourself from being a civilian to a member of the military. So there's the enlisted side, and then there's the officer side, and then the Air Force Academy is a small portion of that officer side.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Here's another one that I thought it'd be good and informative. What kind of classes do you take while you're at the academy?
Cool things about the Air Force Academy. So both of us, a single person, whether you're in the academy, is that every single grade with a bachelor's of science. And the whole reason that is because we have a very all-inclusive core. So the English major is still going to have to take basic courses in electrical, astronautical, aeronautical engineering. And then the engineering major is still going to have to take philosophy and behavioral science and English classes. So we have a very all-inclusive core just to make sure that the Air Force Academy is putting out very well-rounded offers.